Good morning. Well, this is Cinco de Mayo, the 5th of May. And in many of the Spanish-speaking households, this is a day of celebration, a day of independence, Cinco de Mayo. We're continuing our study of The Art of Spiritual Healing, and we are on Chapter 4, The Language of Spiritual Healing. In this chapter are many principles, and that is what I hope you will dwell on. The principles, as he gives them to you, so that you can practice them. So, let us begin with the infinite way is a spiritual teaching consisting of principles which anyone may follow and practice, irrespective of his religious affiliation. So you can be a Zen Buddhist and practice the principles found in the infinite way. You can be a Taoist and practice these principles. You can even be a Catholic and practice these principles. You can be Jewish and practice these principles. You can be a Muslim and practice these principles. The infinite way reveals the nature of God to be one infinite power, one intelligence, one love. The nature of individual being to be one with his qualities and character expressed in infinite forms and variety. And the nature of the discords of this world to be a misconception of God's expression of himself in his universe. These are universal principles based on the message of the Master, Christ Jesus. So, briefly, the only problem you ever suffer from is a misconception of God's expression. God is being God, but you see it as Peter, you see it as Mary, you see it with problems. This is a misconception. These are false concepts about the real. And so you're never called upon to heal anyone of anything. You are called upon to see through the concept in your mind. In this language of spiritual healing, that's the name of this chapter, The Language of Spiritual Healing, the first and most important word that must be understood is the little word as. But I think that word understood is the wrong word there. I think it should say, the first and most important word that must be, you must be aware of, you must have an awareness of, is the little word as. Because an awareness of this eliminates forever all sense of duality. Now, you can have a mental understanding of this, but it doesn't do anything, does it? But you, when you have an awareness of God appearing as, the false concepts are dissolved. They're just dissolved. God is manifest as individual being. If God is manifest as individual being, there is not God and man. There is not God and you. Therefore, there cannot be a person going to God for something. That sort of wrecks your prayer life for a while until you understand and practice these new principles. Because you begin to practice prayer the way you always have, and you realize, wait a minute, what am I doing? What am I going to God for? God is already being all that God can be. Well, then asking God for something is not the right way. And then you remember, God reveals itself in a moment, I think not. So you go within and you practice the principle. God appears as individual being, and God is that which I am. And you rest. No, there's nothing to ask for. There's only a moment of rest. And in that moment of rest, you feel an inner stirring. You may hear a voice. In one way or another, it is revealed to you that there really is an I in the midst of me. There really is. And you may take a breath and let it out and say, Thy will be done, or Thank you, Father. You see, now that's an entirely different way to pray than the way we were brought up. If you're in the Western world and you went to church, you were taught to pray with a bunch of words and thoughts. Dear Heavenly Father, give me this, send me that, and so on and so forth. Joel says, during the years when I was devoting my time exclusively to the healing work, as patients came to me, I learned not to see them as human beings. I saw that everyone who came to me was God, appearing as individual being. And that truth revealed harmony. That truth revealed the divinity of their being and body. And that revelation was the foundation stone of the infinite way. Now, a foundation is something upon which you build a house. House is a word that always means consciousness. In my Father's house, consciousness. So, the foundation better be strong enough to hold up the house. The house rests on this foundation. So the consciousness, Christ consciousness, rests on the foundation of I learned that everyone that came to me was not a human being. Everyone who came to me was God appearing as individual being. And that is the foundation of the infinite way. There is only God manifesting its infinite spiritual nature as your being. I and my Father are one, not two. In that oneness, all that God is, you are. When you understand and have an awareness of as, God appearing as individual you and individual me, you will understand why all that God is, you are. Because of my oneness with the Father, all that God is, I am. So because of as, is must be true. God appearing as individual being, God appearing as you, is a secret of the infinite way. It is a secret of spiritual healing. God appearing as individual being. And so take that, those five words, into your inner temple and be still there and live with them. Look at them, listen to them. God appearing as individual being. Until you come into an awareness of that. That is how you eliminate the feeling of duality. God the Father appearing on earth as individual being. Oneness is the secret. After you have assimilated this truth by living with it, by practicing it, by looking out at every man, woman, and child, every animal, vegetable, and mineral in the world and realizing this is not what it seems to be. This is God appearing as. You develop that healing consciousness. So after you have assimilated this truth by living with it and practicing it, you develop that healing consciousness. You train yourself to see people not as they look, but to see through their eyes and back of their eyes, realizing there sits the Christ of God. As you do that, you learn to ignore appearances. And instead of trying to heal or reform someone or improve him, you are really bearing witness to his Christ identity. God appearing as individual being. So, the first and most important word that must be understood is the little word as. Second, and equal in importance to the word as, is the word is. If it is true that God manifests as individual being, then harmony already is the truth about every person. And so the great word in prayer and treatment is. You are never trying to heal anyone. You are never trying to reform or enrich anyone. You live always in the realization of is. Since God is your being, harmony is. Since all that the Father has is yours, you are now in the fullness and completeness of God. Since God is the activity of your being, harmony is the law of your being. By never dwelling in the past or future, you live in the consciousness of is. Even though you see a sick person, a drunken person, a dying person, you ignore the appearance and declare is. Because of as, is must be. Do you see that? If God is appearing as you, then harmony is the truth about you. Now, you don't declare that with your mouth. You rest within. You sit back within. Speak, Father, thy servant heareth. And you heareth that declared within you by the still small voice. You ignore the appearance. You rest back in God until you feel I in the midst of thee, until you hear the voice say, because of as, is must be. Because God is appearing as you, harmony is the truth about you. The most powerful word in the vocabulary of prayer is the verb is. Harmony is. Because God is manifest as you, harmony is. God is. Joy is. Peace is. Abundance is, omnipresence is. In the presence of omnipresence, is there anything to be healed, changed, reformed, overcome, or destroyed? No. So you look at every appearance, but you do not permit yourself to become disturbed by any one of them. Your eyes may bear witness to somebody's illness, their poverty, or sinfulness. But spirit within tells you, no, this is God made manifest. This is the very incarnation of God. Therefore, harmony is true, regardless of what my eyes see or my ears hear. Spiritual healing demands a developed consciousness. It is a consciousness that is able to see through the appearance, an inner vision that assures you of this truth, even when the senses testify to a thief or a dying person. Nobody can be a successful spiritual healer except the person who has that inner assurance. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Words will not do that. It has to be an inner conviction, and that is only attained through practice, through realization, and finally, through the grace of God, which comes to you in your inner self. When you can sit beside a very sick person with no trace of fear, because something inside of you is singing, "This is my beloved Son. I in the midst of you am mighty. I will never leave you nor forsake you," then you are a spiritual healer. But that takes development brought about by practice, until the day comes when this voice speaks to you from within. And so the practice of this gives you the awareness without words and thoughts. The awareness is the healing consciousness. You get that so far? He says, the mind is an instrument of awareness. That is so powerful that it was earth-shattering the first time I read it. I stood still in the moment. The mind is an instrument of awareness. The mind is not an instrument for thoughts. That's the way we've been misusing it, lo, these many incarnations. The mind is not an instrument for thoughts. The mind is an instrument of awareness. And so the mind should not be entertaining or rehearsing thoughts, even thoughts about truth. The mind should be still from all that and listening. The mind should be receptive. The mind should be listening for awareness, attentive to awareness. The mind is an instrument of awareness. You do not create things with the mind. You do not think thoughts. You entertain or feel awareness. The right use of the mind is as an instrument of awareness. It makes it not only a powerful instrument, but one that increases in its capacity the more it is used. Once it is understood that the mind is an instrument, it must also be understood of what it is the instrument. The mind is an instrument for something higher than itself. That something is your capital S self. Your true identity. And when it governs the mind and controls it, you will find yourself at peace. Perfect peace. A peace that passeth all understanding. So there's a clue. When you are using the mind as an instrument for thoughts, some of them may be good, some of them may be bad. It's duality. But when you refuse to entertain those judgmental thoughts, when you stand perfectly still, there comes a sense of peace. The peace that passes all understanding. The peace that passeth all thoughts. And when you entertain that peace in the mind instead of thoughts, that peace is the living God, the living Christ. It's really fascinating. He says, let me point out the difference between attempting to use the mind as a creative faculty and using the mind as an instrument of awareness. If I were operating on the level of mind or thought, I would close my eyes and affirm over and over again, your body is well, your body functions normally, your body responds to this truth that I am knowing. All right, so that's how you use the mind to entertain thoughts. From the standpoint of spiritual healing and spiritual living, in which God is understood as the soul, the law and the life unto all being, and in which the mind is an instrument and the body the outer manifestation, the procedure is entirely different. If you are operating from that basis, when someone asks for help, you will close your eyes and you will think no thoughts. You will take no thought. You will merely sit there knowing that your mind is an avenue of awareness, of receptivity. Receptive to what? Receptive to the still small voice, to that which is called God, that which is the soul of man. You will make no declarations, but you will maintain a listening attitude, and then the still small voice will utter itself, and the earth will melt. You see the difference? In the first example, you were declaring things with the mind. Your body is perfect. Your body is whole. Your body responds to the truth, I know. And in the second case, you are still. You are listening. You are receptive. You are taking no thought. In the silence in which you have become almost a vacuum, a listening vacuum, always attentive, never sleepy, never tired, never lagging, but always awake, alert, waiting for the visitation of the Christ, out of that silence, out of the infinity which is God, out of the depths of the soul, comes either a voice, a feeling, a stirring, a movement, a release, or an assurance. Call it any name you like, and the error is dissolved and disappears. It makes no difference whether the problem is physical, mental, moral, financial, or one of relationships, because it is not your wisdom that is undertaking the work. You are not drawing now on what you have learned in your years of life on earth. You are holding yourself completely receptive to that which created you in the beginning, and which knows the destiny of every person. And when you let it voice itself, you will be back where you belong, which is under the jurisdiction of your Heavenly Father, under the government of that He who knoweth your need before you do. Now, when you are not meditating, this came to me as I was reading this. When you're not meditating and you're entertaining thoughts again, I need to go to the store and pick up a half a gallon of milk, a tub of butter, a pound of hamburger or whatever. Grace, or the awareness that you were entertaining, it doesn't go anywhere. It is always with you. Your attention wanders, but just bring it back. Bring it back if you're driving your car on the way to the store. You bring it back. God manifests as individual being. Harmony is that being. Harmony is, joy is, love is. So it doesn't go anywhere. It's not like you attain awareness and then it leaves you. It's simply that you are silent inside, taking no thought. And then you become aware of awareness. But awareness was there before because that's what the center of your being is. Awareness. And it doesn't leave. Your attention shifts from being locked onto that awareness to dwelling and focusing on something out here. And so grace, awareness, doesn't go anywhere. It is always with you. When your attention wanders, just bring it back. Let the mind be an instrument of awareness. Form the habit of listening with your mind, using it as an instrument of awareness. Make of the mind and of the body instruments of God. You see, here is a secret. Awareness is God. When all thinking comes to an end, and you sit there in the silence, awareness of God, well, it dawns upon you. It was there before because awareness is God. And so we say that at the center of your being lies awareness. But we can also say at the center of your being is God. Be still and know that I am God. Have I been so long a time with you, and thou hast not known me? Know me now by taking no thought. Through the mind, become aware of the truth of God, and that truth will do the work. Not your mind, not your thoughts. It is not the activity of your mind that frees anybody. It is the activity of truth that frees him. This healing work is a beautiful work when it becomes as natural as floating on water or as breathing. Otherwise, healing work can be harder, much harder than day labor. Now, I've seen some day laborers. In fact, I've had some work for me before. And they work hard, really hard. So he's saying that if you try to do this with your mind, without awareness, the work is harder than day labor. The spiritual healer, anchored in spiritual wisdom, remains relaxed in God and lets the Spirit flow. He lets the truth flow. And then the truth sets him or his patient free. The truth will do that. He never can. Awareness, not thoughts. That is the true sense of humility, a relaxing in the Spirit. Just let me be relaxed and let the truth carry the work. Let the awareness do the work. Rightly speaking, the proper use of the body is to let God use the body, to let God govern and control the body. That leads to that relaxed state in which the government is on his shoulders. That's another thing you can meditate on. What would it be like if I let God live itself through this body, instead of my words and my thoughts? What if I let the silence live this form? Why don't you try it and see? Every word of spiritual truth assimilated in your consciousness becomes a part of your mind and of your body. Now, assimilated, truth assimilated, what does that mean? That means when you practice it, oh, okay, now this person just asked for help because they can't sleep and they're suffering from insomnia. What can I do about it? I don't have a factory that sells melatonin. What can I do about it? I can't hypnotize them into falling asleep. Well, let's see, what did it say in that chapter I just studied? Alright, number one, I ignore the appearance. I don't work on it. So forget about a person trying to sleep. Forget it. Well, what am I doing here? Ah, that's right. God appears as individual being. And so harmony is individual being. Now I am still. I wait upon the Lord. And if I am still, if I am not anxious, if I am not taking anxious thought, if I am resting back in God is, I may become aware. Suddenly there's a movement inside. I can feel it. And that awareness, that feeling, that voice that whispers, I am here, that awareness does the work. Ah, thank you, Father. And now I can sit still in confidence and quietness. God is. Now, that's assimilated. That's truth assimilated. And anything else is truth contemplated. And they're two different things. although the contemplation can lead to the assimilation. Contemplation can lead to meditation. And so truth in your consciousness manages, controls, and governs the body. There is a spiritual center in you, and in that center is stored up your entire spiritual heritage, immortality, eternality, life, love, home, and infinite abundance. This center is not within your body, and it's useless to look for it there. It is your consciousness, and that consciousness is not in your body. Your body is in your consciousness, which is infinite. Now that's another thing to contemplate, to meditate on. This consciousness. My consciousness is not in this form. This form is in my consciousness. My consciousness is not in this house. This house is in my consciousness. My consciousness is not in this world. This world is in my consciousness. This year, my consciousness is not in this year. This year is in my consciousness. And so we can take all of the concepts we entertain. Consciousness is not in one of them. All of them are in consciousness. And when consciousness steps out of thought and thought-taking and rests back, then awareness and consciousness become one. And consciousness is aware of itself everywhere. And that's called omnipresence. He says, after you have studied and practiced, you will be able to close your eyes, be at peace, and find yourself in the body or out of the body, whatever you would like to be. You will be able to draw out of the infinity of your own consciousness all that is necessary for your unfoldment, from this day on to the end of the world and beyond it onto infinity. He says, many people in metaphysics feel that the healing of physical ills through spiritual means is difficult because they do not understand the nature of the body. This misunderstanding stems from an incorrect concept of the word matter. In fact, ever since the days of the first teaching of metaphysics, its followers have been confused by this term, by matter. The majority of these using the term matter, usually in a quite glib fashion, have no understanding whatsoever of the true meaning of it. They have been taught that matter is unreal, that it is an illusion. They have been taught that matter has no life, and inasmuch as matter constitutes the body, they have denied the reality and existence of the body. In an attempt to overcome or get rid of it. All right, so I think that may be a good place to pause, because we don't want to yet go on to matter and how to look at that. That's a rather huge principle, and I think I'd like to cover that separately in one class. But what he's going to say is that matter does have existence as a concept in your mind. But remember, in the Infinite Way book, he says we have to begin with the understanding that our concepts, the work we are doing is changing our concept, so that we no longer have a concept of body as matter, and begin to see that God is manifesting as individual being. And by changing that concept, we experience what looks like healing. But it's really just changing of concept into awareness. And so you see, all of this fits together, all of it. You can open this book anywhere. Let's just open it randomly. Now we have done with words and thoughts and have entered the place of communion with God. Yet in my flesh shall I see God. When we are still. When we have obeyed the first commandment, recognizing only one power, and acknowledging God as the central theme of our being. All that God is, I am. So we open the book randomly and we have the same principles, don't we? We must become still until we come into the awareness, all that God is, I am. Now, with that awareness comes usually a sense of release. Oh, here I've been trying to heal this person, but God is manifested as individual being, and so all that God is, thou art. Ah, thank you, Father. You see, that's a release. It's a release. So you become disjoined from the problem. You stop battling. The battle is not yours, and so you stop battling. You're not even interested in the battle. You have the conscious awareness of an invisible spiritual being. God manifested it as an individual being. And you become aware of it. And in the awareness, you're able to relax. You're able to float, as he says, on a sea of spirit. That sea of spirit is what does the work. You don't do it. From last week, consciousness lives itself. You don't live it. And so when you reach that area of awareness, which we now know to be God, God lives itself. Awareness lives itself. And you awaken to awareness. Your concept of matter, of body, of mind, of thought, universe, kingdom, your concepts are laid aside, and in their place is a voice, and the voice says, "Be not afraid, it is I am here, and you may have life, and life abundantly." I want you to practice this during this week. Practice what? Practice knowing. Well, I gave you three things to meditate on, but practice knowing God is manifest as individual being. Therefore, God is here. Harmony is here. Abundance is here. Fruitfulness is here. Joy is here. Peace is here. Peace, the peace that passeth understanding. So now let me rest in this and on this sea of spirit, of peace. And then be still. Don't grab for anything. Don't try to declare something. That's just the mind thinking that it's a creator, but the mind is not a creator. The mind is a listener. Awareness creates, and awareness is something you have no control over. You can come into the temple, you can open the door, you can set forth an invitation, "Speak, Father. I am listening." And that's as far as you can go. After that, it's up to the Father, up to the center of your being. God is manifest as my individual, infinite being. And so God is. And I suddenly become aware, while I'm not thinking, I suddenly become aware of a presence that flows through me. I can feel it. It's a presence of something. It carries with it a sense of infinite peace. Carries with it a presence of love. It carries with it divine beingness. Okay? Can you do that this week? Just a couple reminders. All of the discords of this world are a misconception of God's expression. The first and most important word in spiritual healing is the word "as." God appears as individual being. There is only God manifesting its infinite spiritual nature as your being. Because of my oneness with the Father, all that God is, I am. You train yourself to see people not as they look, but to see behind their eyes, there sits the Christ of God. Second, and equal in importance, is the word is. Because God is appearing as your individual being, harmony is. God is. Joy is. Peace is. Abundance is. Omnipresence is. The practice of these principles gives you the awareness without words or thoughts. That is the healing consciousness. If you are operating from that basis, when someone asks for help, you will close your eyes and you will think no thoughts. You will take no thought. In the silence in which you have become a vacuum, out of the infinity which is God, comes either a voice, a feeling, a stirring, a movement, a release, or an assurance. Call it any name you wish, and then the error is dissolved and disappears. And that's the whole secret of it right there. That awareness is the presence of God. That awareness is the presence of the living God. And in your silence, in your temple, you become aware of the living God. The living God becomes awareness in you. It is I. Be not afraid. And a peace descends upon you. It is I. Be not afraid. Oh, that's right. I don't have to struggle anymore. Life is not meant to struggle. Life is meant to embrace. Life is meant to rest. Life is meant to be at peace. Cinco de Mayo, a day of independence. Let this begin a day of independence from thoughts, from thinking, a day of independence from battle, a day of independence from struggle. Let this begin your day of independence from self, so that your center, yourself, may take over. And in the awareness of it, healing will happen. And you'll be able to bear witness and say, this is what happened. I didn't do it. It happened as I stopped reaching for thoughts and I rested back in spirit. Thank you. We'll cover the second half next week on May the 12th. I hope you are all here to hear it. And I thank you for pulling this message out, because without you, it wouldn't be here. God bless you.